Austin City Councilman calls for expedited demolition of police HQ. By Bob Price on July 30, 2020. Austin City Councilman Jimmy Flanagan proposed the expedited demolition of the city's police department headquarters. His idea came in a two-part plan to reconstruct/deconstruct the entity in the wake of recent protests and vandalism in the capital city of Texas. We should expedite the demolition of the APD headquarters by directing the city manager to move all remaining APD staff out of the existing headquarters building and into other underutilized city facilities. District 6 Councilman Flanagan wrote in his plan posted on AustinCouncilForum.org. Flanagan joins Democrat leaders in cities across the country calling for the defunding of police departments and other law enforcement agencies in the wake of the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis earlier this year. Austin resident Mackenzie Kelly, Flanagan's opponent in an upcoming city council election, called Flanagan's proposal, "Nothing is more symbolic of recent efforts to defund the police than this scheme to demolish Austin police headquarters," in an interview with the Herald political blog. "If anyone for even a second thinks that these proposals are designed to save money or increase accountability, remember that Jimmy Flanagan is now proposing swinging a wrecking ball at the very heart of law and order in our city." In a Facebook post, she called Flanagan's proposal reckless and completely unthinkable. "This awful proposal by Jimmy Flanagan is absolutely reckless and completely unthinkable at this point in time." Posted by Mackenzie Kelly for Austin City Council on Wednesday, July 29, 2020. Flanagan also calls for reconstructing the Austin Police Department into multiple distinct departments with independent department heads, some sworn, with civilian executive leadership in the city manager's office. Those departments include Department of Emergency Communications and Technology, Department of Patrol, Department of Investigations, Department of Traffic Safety, Department of Professional Standards. Flanagan goes on to call for the elimination or conversion of the Austin Police Department's Mounted Patrol. Joining in the plans to dismantle the department, Councilmember Leslie Poole called for cuts that would close the police academy for a year and other reduces resources to the Explosive Ordnance Disposal Unit, Bomb Squad, Kavu ABC reported. "It's a stab in the back, a punch in the gut," Senior Officer Bino Cadenas told the Austin ABC affiliate. "The men and women that put on the uniform go out and serve the community. They do it because it's a calling. When somebody calls 911 and says, 'There is a suspicious package at our front door and I'm scared to leave my house,' and an officer goes and looks at it, evaluates it and decides to pick it up, knowing that somebody just calling 911 because it's suspicious, whether they were expecting a package or not, or a mistake, that's public service, that's a civic duty. I just don't think our council members understand that." Breitbart Texas reported extensively on the efforts of the department the case of the Austin serial bomber Mark Anthony Condit in spring 2018. Homemade bombs exploded around the city, killing some and wounding others for nearly 2 weeks. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.